6 tonight, 8 to 6 tomorrow. You guys get here early.
You bet.
Long
and,
day.
Lots and lots of, you know, brand new first line stuff here. Got a few things left over from the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that's deeply, deeply discounted. Big sale on the Sapphire Grills. Got them cooking. Got them on display. Taste the stuff coming off of them. Yeah, they're really fantastic grill.
Was this chicken cooked on charcoal or gas?
Charcoal.
Okay. You know, I brought up gas earlier, and your daughter looked down her nose at me. Maybe that was for something else. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, we got gas grills. We got natural gas. We got propane. We got everything. You know, you get the flavor with the charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we got here is charcoal, and we're cooking, you know, all the stuff that we're cooking today is on charcoal.
You got any tricks to make my charcoal hot quick?
Yes, sir.
What do you
do? Got a little thing called a loof lighter. And you stick it in there, plug it in, 3 minutes, you're ready to cook.
Get out.
No. No, no chemicals to spray on the fire and watch it flash up when you throw the match in. Electric, you put it down right against the charcoal, turn it on, 3 minutes later, boom, put the meat on. You're ready.
This must be a new invention. I've never heard of that.
It actually has only been out about 2 years probably, and we started handling them as soon as they came
nice.
Out. We sell a ton of those things.
How much would one of those run?
Yeah, they're about, I think, 80 bucks, 89.
That's not bad.
90
under,
maybe.
To be cooking in 3 minutes, then you could use charcoal all the time.
No chemicals.
Oh, that's
no
perfect.
Chemical.
You, yeah,
know,
you don't smell that
stuff
stupid
over your propane.
Yeah,
and
it smells awful.
Oh, man, you could get something from that, I'm
you
sure.
You could. I have no doubt. Yes.
Your cologne smells a little like that.
I stayed in a hotel in New Mexico that's right across the street from a refinery, and it smelled like that stuff you spray on the charcoal.
Smell like Mayflower,
yeah.
Maybe, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry. Sorry for those folks.
Well, we need to
no
get that.
Doubt.
That's,
yeah.
That's a mess that
yes, it is.
You're still working
yeah,
on.
Yeah, sorry to bring that up.
Well,
here.
No, it's we haven't talked about it much. I don't know enough about it. I'm starting to read more about it now, but what a mess up there. Holy
it's
cow.
It's a big mess.
Yeah. Well, anyway, somebody's going to pay for it, and I hope it's the right person. That sometimes doesn't work out that way.
But I would blame the BP people, whether it was their fault or not, because, I mean, you know, they're used to just accepting
haven't
blame.
Haven't they taken enough abuse?
No, yeah. They have not.
Write a check. You know, that's it.
Well, somebody's got to.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to write a check, I'd much rather do it here because you can take home some really cool stuff. The pigskin, I think, is going to buy
this chair. Has anyone ever bought one of these chairs and then refused to get up from it, from their porch? Because it's going to happen
I'm sure
now.
They have.
Okay.
That happens quite often.
That's a risk of this chair.
Well,